See?
I got nothing to say because this is all time, so.
Best rock band ever? I think so. Yes, better in the... Yes, better. Better in the Stones. Don't bring me Stones. Don't bring me better.
I have nothing to say because I love them so much, so I can't really. Okay. There's nothing negative I will ever go against Led Zeppelin.
If you could have just one of two records, the best of Led Zeppelin or the best of the Rolling Stones, who would you go with?
Led Zeppelin.
Not even close.
No, it's pretty close.
Not even close.
It's pretty close.
Not even a thing. These guys, we were talking about how Paul Harvey was perfect, Howard Cosell was perfect.
Right.
These guys, perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
The Eagles were perfect, too.
Just different genre of music, though.
Just different style.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Stones are perfect.
Nah. Stop it.
No. Not gonna stop it. I mean, that's why we have different music.
Well, but you're wrong. I'm just trying.
Wrong?
Yes, you're wrong.
That's not very nice. I'm wrong.
I mean, it's okay to be wrong. Blocker's wrong every day.
Yeah, you played the Archies earlier. This is coming from a guy playing the Archies.
But see, that's why
if this wasn't Led Zeppelin, you'd be in trouble because you'd have nothing to stand on.
That's why I have cred.
You have no cred.
I have cred.
People leave when you start playing music, usually.
That's not true.
Yeah, they're trying to find something else to do when you start playing the Archies.
They turn it up.
And whatever song that was that you used to play a while back, that I don't even want to know what it is. If you play that today, I will walk out. This is so good.
Better?
It's not. It's just they're equals.
No, not even equal.
Equals.
No.
Equals.
Listen to this.
I don't know. I might take the Stones.
No!
I might take the Stones. Come back to it. Just let it go. Just let it go. It's so good.
No.
Plus, this was the marquee song that Double Wide used to play in Legends, so it has Aspen roots too, even though the Rolling Stones didn't play.
I just
Stuart
want you to know.
Randolph and the boys would play this in Legends, and it was the place would go off.
Oh, pipe down, Mark. Well, Mark just loves the Rolling Stones.
This is like trying to argue between Oreos and Nutter Butters.
Oh, come on. Nutter Butters suck.
What?
Let's go back to this.
Oh, you're killing me. It's awesome.
This is way better.
It's not way better.
It's not even close.
It's like you're cutting hairs, dude.
No, the way... No.
Yeah. Each song has its time and place.
No, the phrasing is way better on this. Love the way he sings it. This is just whatever.
Ay, ay, ay. Look at you. You can't even stop. That phone lights up and you're like just staring at it.
Because these are listeners. See?
What?
Gary's.
They're just your friends teaming up on you.
No, these are listeners. They don't want anything to do with me outside of 8 to 10 a.m.
Oh, that's good. Neither is anybody else, but we're good.
God, that's two votes for the Stone. So much better.
It's not better. They're just different. Why does everything have to be a competition? It's music. There's no like better music. It's just music. It's what you like.
Look, Nate is a musician and he agrees with me.
Of course, because it's a more complicated song. A musician is always going to side with you.
Can't Gary and Mark can stuff it.
Ooh, wow. Winning fans easily right here. I think I just heard a... You know what that is? That's the channel being changed. Back in the old days when you had to turn actually the dial versus pushing a button.
Anyway, it's 12 minutes past the hour on the David Bach Show. Thanks for tuning in. Where I'm always right, and while Thor's trying.
So did you watch the Tour de France yesterday?
Yeah, not a bit of it.
Even though the brand names aren't really in it, man, the physical, mental fortitude that these guys have.
Okay.
Yesterday's stage was insane.
Guess what?
Crazy.
Guess what?
What?
The Leadville 100 is a physical strain. I will never watch anybody running in the Leadville 100.
Because it's not being watched by anybody.
If it was somebody televised it, I wouldn't watch it.
Neither would I.
Exactly.
But the tour is the tour.
No.
It is so good.
You know, back when it used to come through here when the...
Best bicyclists in the world.
Yes, they are the best.
Struggling.
It's not even close.
You know what it's like watching? It's like watching, for you, it's like watching golf when they tune up the golf course and par is a tough thing to get.
Because all it is guys pedaling for hours and hours and then you wait to the end.
No. See, you miss everything.
I fall asleep. Don't start with me.
I'm going to start with you. You gotta get into it. It's awesome because it's like you have a single person who is trying to win the overall, but you have a team behind you of nine, I think. I think they changed the number. But anyway, it's either 8 or 9. Lance would know. Help us out.
Lance is not listening. He's doing his own podcast.
He's probably playing golf, actually.
He is.
And so basically, you have a team that is working with you to figure out if you can win a stage. So there's all those little... I mean, yeah, it's like, I don't know, it's like watching golf, sort of, but not. It's not. I can't believe I just went there.
I can't either.
There's so much little stuff that's going on during the race. And is it like happening like a hockey game? No, but it's evolving over time. And I don't know. I love this time of the year because right now we have Wimbledon. We have the Tour de France. Next week we get the British Open. We have the Scottish Open right now.
Next week, the Open Championship.
British Open.
It's the Open Championship.
I'm not giving them that. They just changed that to be arrogant because they're British.
It's the Open Championship.
It's the British Open. I'm not giving in to their arrogance.
All right,
blah.
Gary, is it the Open Championship or the British Open?
It's a British Open.
He's a golf pro.
British Open since we were kids. It was never called the Open when you were 10. You know what it was called when you were 10? The British Open.
All right, back to the boring
They're changing it.
Tour. It's like watching a marathon. You ever watch the Boston Marathon
on
television?
No.
It's every bit the grueling cardio monster workout.
But you don't have teams working together. You don't have change in leaders. You don't have guys who actually bonk and just they can't make it.
In a marathon, they bonk all the time.
Not the good guys. The good guys just run. They just keep going. Running.
No.
I'm running.
No, it's watching the British running. Open is as boring as watching the New York Marathon or the Boston Marathon.
The British Open is? Because just said that, which is awesome.
No, did I say the British Open?
Yeah, you did.
I meant that you had the
Tour de France.
The Open Championship's great to watch because every hole is different.
You're so circling around.
Every shot
right now
is different. No, you can't compare.
I love the British Open.
The Open Championship is a great tournament.
Awesome.
It's a great golf tournament.
Yes. And I love this time of the year because you
know
why?
The Tour de France is as boring as the Boston Marathon.
It's so not. It's completely different. The strategy's different. The hill climbing's different.
Of course it is. They're different sports.
Right.
Yeah, so of course the strategy's different.
And I got to give Lance credit. If it wasn't for Lance, I wouldn't watch. I wouldn't have watched. And now I'm hooked on it because I loved watching him.
So you can sit there and just watch him because I've tried. Back when it used to come through here, I'd turn it on and I would just sit there watching a pedal.
It's like wallpaper to the last.
It's less exciting than baseball. And then at the final end, at the last.
It's like your music thing. It's just a little different.
No, it's a ton different.
It's a little different.
But I do respect their endurance.
Yesterday's stage was insane. They finished it on 24-degree slope. Do you know what that's like? And they're not on a mountain bike. They're on a regular road bike, and they were having to climb this last pitch after being on the bike for 3 hours, 4 hours.
Right.
It was literally a battle of wills, and
well, yeah,
guys were just falling off the back.
They're built for that because their arms are the size of toothpicks. Their legs are the size of, well, your trunk. Your waist.
No, not really.
Yeah.
No.
They're all toothpicks with big monster legs.
They're not like that.
What are you talking about?
They're little dudes, though. They're like your size.
No, they're not at all like me. They're
yeah, they're
way
built just like you.
I'm going to turn your... You are done. You are so done.
They're not big guys.
They are twigs. They have the same body as a runner. I was talking about this with the doc yesterday, and he's like, yeah, the runners are just... You know, they've got the cardio. They can go forever, but you put them in a weight room, and it's like...
Pfft. Right. They're not built
same
that
with,
way.
Same with cyclists. Except cyclists have trunks for legs. They're like ice skaters. They got, you know, the speed skates.
And the sprinter dudes are actually pretty big. I mean, for a biker.
Not their arms, not their upper body.
All I know is this, is I don't run much, and I don't play baseball anymore, but I do ride a bike. And when you go through that mental, like, battle within your own head trying to accomplish something, and whether or not you're doing it for time or doing it for distance, and you're just doing your own little battle, and then you watch these guys who have their own battles within a team, within the other riders, and what they have trying to conquer terrain. It's a majestic sport. It's awesome to watch.
Okay, it's a dude and his bike. What did you want to say about the dude and his bike?
I'm just saying.
And his eight other dudes on his team.
I'm just saying it's a very intricate team that takes to win. And these guys build these teams with different people on each team who have specialties. You might have a climber, you might have a sprinter, you got a guy going for overall GC. And these guys are awesome. They're fun to watch.
Well, the thing is,
yesterday's stage was
literally
insane.
I'm a huge fan of I'd rather just read about it. Because then I don't have to waste 2 hours watching somebody pedal a bike.
The last 10 miles of the ride yesterday was literally crazy. And the fans, the interaction, it's just cool to watch. And, you know, it's not the fastest going thing, but that's what I love about, like, the morning, this time of the year, is you can be working in your office and you can just kind of glance up, watch a little tennis.
No, I don't have
watch
time.
Watch golf.
I don't have time to do that.
You can if you have, like, streaming on your phone because you're on the golf
this
course.
Comes
after
from
this.
The semi-retired guy.
I'm not anymore.
Well, I know that you're working, doing other stuff.
I've got something coming out. Hopefully this week.
Is it coming out this week?
I think so. I think I'm close. TheStokeLab.com.
Wait, you're not supposed to announce it until
I know. Next
you're
week
ready.
I'll fully announce it when it's up and running. But hopefully next week when you and I talk, I have it. Like
you're gonna show me today.
I'm gonna show you today. I'm getting close. I've got a couple organizational things I got to do, but it's
all right.
Coming
so
out.
Tell me about
and
the bike.
And you can catch our podcast on there too.
Tell me about the bike.
What do you mean?
The bike race.
I can't really tell you any more than that. I don't know the names except for Grant Thomas or just made a big push at the end yesterday. I don't know the riders like I used to. Sorry, I don't. I haven't vested myself. I just watched some dudes.
Just go TJ. That's all I have to say. Go TJ.
TJ tried to climb back in yesterday, but he I think he ate it on the hill. I think the hill ate him up at the end.
Yes or no?
Love this.
Now, it's not Led Zeppelin or Rolling Stones, but it's really close.
You're splitting hairs again.
No, come on. This is not Led Zeppelin or the Stones.
You know what? I would take the Who over the Stones.
Well, then you...
Sometimes. It depends on the song.
Look, there is no bigger Who honk than me.
The Who is the original punk band. I love The Who. Angry
Roger
youth.
Daltrey or Pete Townsend?
Both.
One or the other?
Pete Townsend. You always take the guitar player. Come on. It's not even close.
What the hell's wrong with you?
It's such a good song.
Like one of the best.
Yep.
And it's got a really long talk over, so I can sit to see him play forever.
I know. You like this. No, you don't. You usually like the 10-second intro. Whenever I feed you a song, it's got to, like, get up and going within, like, 10 seconds.
Well, I don't know the song, so I can't, like, time it out. I need to know.
I sent you more music, by the way.
You did?
Yep.
I think my messenger on my iPhone's broken.
Yeah, I bet. Because it's going to be a step down from everything you've just played, so it's all right. I'll take responsibility.
9:21 here on the David Box Show. talking classic rock, talking cycling. I don't know why. I guess the Tour de France is going on. We'll give you the results of the Tour de France. But first, Vlad and Chase.
Vlad it.
He's going to tell you about the roads if you're...
Where has it rained in the last month? Here, let me give you Vlad's report. Dry.
And construction.
And construction, because it's summertime in the Colorado Rocky Mountains. So expect delays wherever you're traveling today.
Really?
Yeah. And by the way, there are too many people in this valley now, so if you travel up and down the valley, it's a little slower than it used to be.
Oh, expect congestion, I don't know, around the Willits area between 2 and 6.
Yeah, and then somewhere between Buttermilk and the Roundabout, expect some congestion there, too.